We trust all of you are having a wonderful time this Advent season. Good morning and welcome to our podcast. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of www.go4gold alongside my co-host Luckett Pérez, greeting all of you this festive season with a big smile. Right, of course, we had the IPL auctions yesterday. Let me quickly run through what's pertinent from a Sri Lankan perspective. Mathisa Pathirana, who had been playing for Chennai Super Kings, has been brought over by Kolkata Knight Riders for a big price of $1.8 million. Now, this is fantastic. It was a battle between Lucknow Super Giants and Kolkata Knight Riders to grab Sri Lanka's fast bowler. Ultimately, Kolkata Knight Riders had him for $1.8 million. Fantastic price. Vanidu Hasaranga was snapped up by Lucknow Super Giants for 2 crores, which is 20 million Indian rupees. But the biggest bid was Cameron Green of Australia, where Delhi Capitals have invested $2.3 million on the all-rounder. Amazing, isn't it? I mean, I just watched the auctions yesterday, and the bidding was fantastic. Everyone looked focused. I had the opportunity of even watching the poker face of Kumar Sangakkara as he sat with Rajasthan Royals, and of course, Mahela Jayawardena with Mumbai Indians, and Murali with Sunrisers Hyderabad. So three important senior players of Sri Lanka too are involved in the coaching. So IPL 2026 is going to be interesting. And we sincerely hope that, we'll have a good season. So congratulations to Hasaranga, 2 crores. And of course, Mathisa Pathirana, I think the star of yesterday, $1.8 million approximately. And Cameron Green, don't forget the Australian all-rounder, what a demand he is having. Right, let's move quickly on to Adelaide. Sadly, Australia are in a bit of a bother. Short while ago in the third test, there were 38 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Trevor's Head is back in the hutch for 15. And Jake Weatherhead out for 18. At the wickets, Manus Labuschagne is batting on 3. And Usman Khawaja is also on 3. Quickly on to the United Arab Emirates. India thumped Malaysia by a massive margin of 315 runs as expected. India made 408 for 7 wickets. And wicket-keeper Abhigayan Kundu made 209. What a marvellous innings it was. I watched it. It was unbelievable. I mean, India's got so much of talent, don't they? Malaysia bowled out for 93. Pakistan were given a bit of a test. They made 240 for 9 in their allotted 50 overs against the United Arab Emirates. And United Arab Emirates ultimately being bowled out for 171. So Pakistan win by 70 runs. Which means they now qualify for the semi-finals. So the final semi-finalists are India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Today, Sri Lanka will be playing against Bangladesh and that will decide who will be the table toppers of Group B. And Sri Lanka will obviously want to win this game and try and avoid playing against Pakistan in the first semi. I'm sorry, play against India in the first semi-final. That's the news I have. And we also have another bit of news. The Sri Lankan women's team has been declared. I'll try and keep you updated no sooner. I have the release from my co-host, Luckett Pérez, on that. We hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning. It was a pleasure being in your company. And I'm going to spin you an old carol. Please don't miss it. Get your headsets on. That's pertinent to listen to. I mean, the harmony, or we call it the four-part harmony, but this is a two-part harmony. It's only the soprano and the contralto. You must have heard of the carol, O Come All You Faithful. Give it your listening ear. Have a blessed day.